Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello. Becky's here.
Hello.
Chris is here.
Hello.
Hi there.
It was Chris's birthday weekend this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was good, thanks, yeah.
What'd you do?
It was, to be honest, I just spent time with the family.
So no big surprise party or anything?
No, there wasn't. I mean, I suppose that's the thing with the surprise, is you don't know when it's coming, do you? So
no, but it would have happened by now, so were there any surprise parties?
Yeah. Well, no. How long should you be waiting for a surprise party around your birthday, by the way?
I'd probably 2 weeks. No, a week.
2 weeks? Is there a... Who are you, the Queen? No. I think with your birthday surprise, it either happens on your birthday or the weekend around it. I think if you get to like the Tuesday of the week after your birthday, you're pretty safe.
Are you still holding out for the surprise party?
Well,
didn't you have a surprise party once?
No, not... Well, so I thought I was going to have a surprise party for my 18th. Because it's a big birthday, right? It's your 18th. So turned up, came back from uni. It was my 18th or 19th. Came back from uni. Anyway, travelled all the way back home from Southampton, and I had texts all throughout the day from my mate saying, "Sorry, mate, can't be there tonight. Sorry, mate, won't be." And I just assumed then, hang on a minute, that's what you do when you try and throw someone off the scent.
If you get a lot of people going, "Sorry, can't make it," part of you goes, "Maybe something's up here. They're all planning something."
It's a bluff. And so what happened is I turned up at the pub and it was just my mate Ollie Butler sitting there. I thought everyone was going to be around the corner and sort of come round and be like, "Hey, mate, happy birthday."
Right, so you thought that Ollie was just there and then everyone would pile in?
Yeah, I thought he was like the decoy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he wasn't. We sort of got the first drink in and we both just sat there. And it actually was. We just spent the whole night just me and Butler in the pub, which was fine, but it wasn't really like...
I'm not a fan of the surprise party, really.
You had one for your birthday last year,
yeah,
didn't you?
It was a lovely thing, but...
it was a really nice thought, but I knew that you didn't like surprises.
Mm.
And when you walked in, your face sort of showed that for about 10 minutes.
That's because you know me very well.
Yeah, you
wasn't... No, I was smiling. Everyone else would have thought I was fine, but it secretly, well, not secretly to you, I was going, "Oh, God, I hate this."
The closest I've come to a surprise party was when you and Chappers booked those Chippendales for me when we were in Edinburgh a couple of years ago.
Oh, God,
remember?
Yeah.
And that's because you thought that's what girls love.
Yeah, I did.
And they were, like, really nice.
What was your problem with them, then?
Well, they just got a bit close and they were a bit big, weren't they, Scott? They were a bit, like, they'd oiled themselves up ready for me.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was just at work. So imagine if you're just sat at your desk and then all of a sudden some half-naked men come in and start sort of... "Oh, do you want to put some oil on us?" You're sort of like, "Oh, hang on a minute, my boss is there. I'm like, Scott, you're looking at me," and Chappers going, "Do you like them? Do you like them?" And I'm a bit like, "Yeah."
Here's my thing, Chris. I was led to believe that every girl wants to see like a bloke with no top off, sometimes wielding some squirty cream.
Yeah, they
That's
love
what
it.
I thought they wanted.
They
yeah,
love
but
it.
Not at work. You booked them for the middle of the show.
Okay, so if we'd done it outside of work, would that have been fine?
It might have been better, yeah, after a few drinks, but not when I'm just sat at my desk.
Although I thought your party last year was good. I had a really
good
time.
Oh, it was a great party,
you know what
I mean? After the first 10 minutes of horror.
Well, I still haven't had a surprise party yet. I'm still waiting.
We haven't got you anything.
No. It's just
well,
us.
He might have got you some Chippendales. I don't know.
It's just us.
I hope not. You might be bluffing.
We're not. Get over it.
You might be.
No, we're not.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What were you watching at the weekend, Becky?
Bit of Crufts action.
Why would you do that?
A lot of people have, actually. A couple of my mates were like, "Are you watching Crufts?" I've replied, "No, why would I?"
I just watch it for the hairstyles.
Of the people
dogs.
Or the dogs?
Of the dogs. Did you see the one in the paper today of, like, the poodle with the big old unicorn poodle?
No.
Amazing hair. But what I was thinking was, have dogs... I don't have a dog. I've never had a dog. But I remember, like, dogs normally... What, like, name a few dogs.
Well,
Rufus.
Yeah.
Hound. Dog.
My...
that's a TV presenter.
Yeah, that's why I've
Scott.
Got Rufus, eh?
We used to have a dog called Ben.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're, like,
next
normal
door's
names.
Dog was called Ben. Yeah.
But these dogs on Crufts, dog names have changed, and now they're completely ridiculous.
What, are they called Kylie and stuff now?
No, like... No, like really long. Really long.
Beckham.
No, like Borzowski's Phenomenon.
That sounds like a horse.
Yeah, they
and
sound like horse names.
Pilgrimage Snowball.
Yeah, it's a horse.
This is not right for dog names.
It is. Look at this one, Ravon JW.
Cool.
Well, that's just going to be stupid when you're trying to call that in for tea, isn't it?
Winnie Work Lust at First Sight. Staingate Sparks Will Fly.
That's ridiculous.
The Kentuckian, I quite like.
Surely they're not... Is this not their stage name for when they're doing the Crufts Beauty competition?
What, so now you're naming the dog twice? It's got a name for home and then it's got like a stage, name.
Yeah, it might be a stage
name. In case another dog's called Ben.
Yeah, you're not going to win any prizes called Ben.
Why?
I like it when dogs have names of humans.
Yeah.
Because I think they're the best. If I had a dog, I'd call it Eric. I wouldn't call it Candy from a Baby or Santosha Thunderbolt or something.
That's just stupid. Who are these people?
No, but
they're dogs.
I mean, the people that are naming them.
What's the bottom one called? Santosha Thunderbolt. Is that right?
Santosha Thunderbolt.
But do you know what? They're probably doing that to strike fear into the other dogs. It's like a powerful name. It's like a wrestler.
We've got Rageous Jazz King. I don't know what category they want.
Sounds like your dog, Mills.
I'm just looking at popular dog names.
As you do.
Max is still the most popular.
Any Erics?
No, Rocky is there.
Rocky's a great
name. That's a good name for a dog.
Brilliant name. Yeah. If I had a dog, I'd call it Rocky. Or The Godfather.
But none of those that you mentioned
are
in there.
Well, that's as weird as the Crufts ones. The Godfather. Would you really shout that in the park?
Here, boy. Pilgrimage Snowball.
Yeah.
Come on. Come here, Godfather.
You're going to sound like little Lord Fauntleroy.
Hello.
You're one of these little kids that has their Godfather with them. Oh, Godfather.
Godfather. Here we go. Godfather. Let's try and imagine the kind of dog that Chris would suit.
Staffy.
Definitely.
What's it?
It's not a debate, is it?
I'm not good with dogs. What is that? Why?
I was going to go Alsatian, but I'll go Staffy as well.
Right? Why have you chosen that? What's that based on?
Just goes with your chain.
Yeah. Just goes
my chain.
Yeah.
So what dog would Becky be?
No, not what dog would I be? would I have?
I'm not saying. Yeah. This is not about what dog you'd be. This is a dog that you would actually own.
Right, okay. So what dog would Becky own?
A sausage dog.
What about me?
What are those little ones that like Paris Hilton has?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me with one of those little dogs in a bag? No.
Sort of can.
Can you?
Kind of bit.
Can you?
Yeah, you'd love it. You could both go and get your tans together and straighten each other's hair.
There's no tan dogs.
Is there not a service that does that yet?
No.
Although, when I was in France the other week, dog-like grooming is so massive. There's, like, one in every village. They have, like, special dog... And they, like, blow-dry the dog and, like, style it up in, like, every village.
Same in America. It's all about the pet grooming.
I actually quite like going into those dog shops, even though I haven't got a dog.
You're joking. For what possible reason do you go in, then?
I just like to look. There was a place when I went to America called Doggy Styles, which I went into...
I bet you didn't think that was what it was when you walked in.
I did go in mostly just for the name.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Emma.
How can I help, Emma?
Well, I was just calling to let you know that those funny names for dogs are their pedigree name, because my dog was called Flapjack Prince.
Okay, real name?
Tyson.
Oh, that's still quite good.
Why do they have two lots of names?
Because they're pedigree names, so that you can follow their family line to prove that they are thoroughbred pedigree dogs.
Oh, not mongrel.
Than a mongrel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like a stage name for when they do shows and stuff.
Yeah, a really camp one in my dog's case.
Yeah. So when they're performing, they're called Pilgrimage Snowball, but at home you just call them Max.
Rex. Yeah.
Wow, that's brilliant. I want a pedigree name.
Do you? Which one are you going to have?
I'd like to be called. So when I'm on air, I'm called this, am I? Mm. And then you can just call me Scott off air.
I'm going to go with I'm scrumptious too.
I'm going Epic Plum. Epic Plum here with you till 7. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. You know, I've got this quite a new car.
Oh, the bright yellow one.
Yeah.
Did you ask for that colour?
Did you
see it on a... I think you saw it on a swatch and were like, yeah, that'll look cool, and didn't quite realise how bright it would be.
It is quite yellow. But I still quite like it.
Does it have your name down the side?
No, it doesn't. I used to have one of those.
Some DJs have that, don't they?
Yeah, I used to have one of those when I used to work at a station in Manchester. And sometimes you'd forget your name was on the side and wonder why people were shouting abuse at you. And then you realise, oh, actually, yeah, that's because my name's on the side.
So, you've got a bright yellow car. Have you been running up more bills?
No. Well, I don't think so. I probably won't know for another, like, 28 days or something.
I would love to go in the car with you.
Have you ever seen me drive?
You know, it's one of those things where you've got, like, really close friends, but then you've never been in the car with them.
You can't imagine them driving.
No, like, when I drove you back from the shops once, and you were like, oh, I can't... like, this is a bit weird. Oh,
where are the dual controls?
I don't know if I'd like you driving.
I know. It's weird when you haven't seen someone drive before. Mm. Anyway, my car has got, like, this built-in sat-nav thing, which goes, turn left at the next available opportunity, which is fine, really helpful, actually. But then... it started doing this thing at the weekend, because I was driving quite a lot of the weekend, and I don't know how to switch it off. The lady speaking just goes, pardon? And I'm too scared to say anything in case it sets off a whole nother chain of commands. Because if I say something, like, how am I going to get back from it? Do you know what I mean?
What had you said for her to say?
Nothing.
Talking to yourself in the car?
No, but she says it really loud. Pardon? And then 2 minutes will go by again, like, driving along. Pardon? I don't know what to say. I just keep quiet.
Was your phone synced to it? Is it like voice activated? Is it like a call system where you can...
Like I would sync my phone and know how to do that.
Well, it might have done it automatically if you had your Bluetooth on.
Pardon? Pardon?
Did you just say to her, what?
Didn't reply. But it's like a paranoid car. It's like she thinks I'm talking about her all the time and I'm not. Pardon? It's the kind of way she says it. What do... like, in a kind of, what did you just say about me? Pardon? And I don't, like, it stopped me driving all of Sunday because I can't switch pardon off. If anyone knows how to switch her off doing that, then let me know, thanks. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Just trying to work out why my new car keeps shouting, pardon, at me for no reason. Some saying maybe the lady in it farted and just pardoning herself. Pardon?
Did you hear anything?
Didn't hear a thing.
Maybe it was silent.
Didn't smell nothing either.
Apparently you just say cancel.
When she says pardon, I say cancel. Pardon.
Cancel.
Pardon.
Cancel.
Maybe. Some people think I might have Kit, the car off of Knight Rider. Well, no, because Kit was quite comprehensive with his language. This one just goes, pardon? That's all she said.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I love it how everyone's texting in thinking they know the brand of car that you've got.
Yeah.
And it's no way as posh as that.
No, really not.
You don't drive a Bentley.
No, I do not drive a
it's
Bentley.
It's like that yellow one off the Inbetweeners, except you haven't got the red door.
Pardon?
You don't have the red door
Pardon?
On it, do you? Cancel.
Pardon?
Podcast.
So my mate Chris is still looking for a job, but he likes to come here in the meantime.
Well, it's fast turning into the job centre, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've got some more ways of making money here. You just got to come up with a good idea, haven't you? There's a website, we were talking about this last week, where people tell you what they will do for £5, and if you want them, then you hire them. You just need the idea about what you're good at.
Yeah, it's just that one idea that will make me millions.
I've got a couple more things here off this website that people are advertising. Maybe you might be good at these. This could be your job.
Right, OK.
Check this out.
I will be your alibi for £5.
So for £5, this person will provide an alibi.
To what?
Do you need an excuse or someone to back up where you were last night? Tell them you're with me, your mate from primary school, or work colleague.
That's good, that.
I will be your alibi, no questions asked.
Okay.
All I would need is some details from you. What school you went to, your name, etc. I will not be your alibi if it involves you breaking the law.
Well, that's fair enough,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that would be probably... I'd probably have the same rule.
Good. Good. At least we're on the same page.
I will text you my number and we can set up some fake messages to make it seem more genuine.
That's not bad for Fiverr, is it?
That's a really good idea, that. But the thing is with it, the only problem I can see is to be earning the big money, you're going to be juggling a lot of these alibis, aren't you? And I can't be dealing with my phone ringing constantly from angry ex-girlfriends.
No, and also you'll get all the details confused. Okay, right, here's the thing. Let's pretend that I have paid you £5 to be my alibi. Okay?
Right, okay.
Because I've been doing the dirty on my shorty here, Becky.
Dangerous.
She's lovely in that, but I just thought I'd have a go on someone else. I've got a side piece. So, I've told Becky, my girlfriend, that I'm with this bloke, Chris. Oh, no, she's ringing you now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Right, pick it up.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hiya.
I'm Becky, Scott's girlfriend.
Hello, Becky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Your boyfriend's a lovely, honest man, he is.
Oh,
no, no, you wouldn't say that, because that's ridiculous. She already suspects something. No. So why would
so
you...
I'm trying to win her trust.
Yeah, he's really honest. Well, no.
Because I know what's coming.
Right, carry on.
Well, what have you been up to recently, Chris? I haven't seen you in ages, ever.
I've generally just been a loyal friend and just been looking after my friends and just going out and generally been quite an honest guy.
Oh, God, no. This is...
Did you do anything exciting on Wednesday?
Last Wednesday? I can't remember who I was with on Wednesday. I like to go out with my friends quite a bit.
You can't remember who you were with? Well, Scott says he was with you.
That's right, I was with Scott.
And what did you do?
We went to the pub. We both drank lager.
And what was he wearing?
He was wearing a Czech shirt and gilet.
Actually, that's quite believable. You wear a gilet every day, so that's...
Exactly. I don't think this is the job for me. It's juggling too many angry girlfriends.
Should we try another job?
Go for it.
I will analyse your dreams, maximum 2, for £5.
Been good at this, do you reckon?
I don't know. It doesn't really sound my kind of thing. Give it a go.
I will work out what any of your dreams are about and give you a detailed analysis of what your dream means.
OK, I've got a dream that I had on Saturday night.
Go.
And there was a massive chicken, you know, like you get the chickens roasting in the supermarket.
Mm.
I was sat in the lounge of a really old country house and there was a big chicken roasting on a massive fireplace and all of a sudden it just popped out and fell on the rug.
OK.
What does it mean?
Well, I'm going to have to base this purely on no psychological experience.
You don't say.
You can't say that.
Or education.
You're a dream analyst.
It probably indicated... That you were desperate for a roast. No. I don't know. This isn't as easy as I first thought. No. I don't know. I think I might need a refund. Yeah, I don't... I think this dream analysis based... If you don't know what you're talking about, it's actually more difficult than it seems.
Don't get confused. Unravel your brain today.
I don't think that's for you.
No, I don't, no.
You see, this is where you'd be really good at this, Scott. Go on.
I think that the chicken turning... is you worrying about, you know, hitting 30 and the wheels of life turning and then you getting more and more well done.
Yeah, probably.
And eventually falling off...
Onto a rug.
You're an old bird.
And being an old bird.
I prefer yours to his.
Yeah.
You just got to say it with confidence.
Yeah.
Next.
I will send you motivational weight loss message tips throughout the day by text or email for 1 week for £5.
Now, I think this is something you would be good at.
Eat less cake, fatty.
Real motivational, that.
It's very easy to lose focus when on a diet, but I will send you sporadic motivational text messages throughout the day to keep you on the ball.
Oh, right, so you just have to send them texts.
This is brilliant. So so I just text abuse throughout the
day?
No,
it's supposed to be
motivational.
Motivational. OK, so let's say that I'm a little bit overweight. OK, what does that mean?
No, nothing.
You know, it's just the gilet.
And I've paid you £5 to send me, listen to what I'm saying, motivational texts, OK?
All right.
To help me lose weight.
I've got a good one. Oh, no, that doesn't work in that situation. I was going to say fit on the phone, add 3 stone, but that doesn't work, does it? That's just...
Fit on the phone.
I like those ones, like body off Baywatch, face off crime watch, but they don't work.
They don't work now in this situation.
Fit from far, but far from fit.
No, I don't want these. I want motivational texts.
I put the Snickers down.
Yeah, that.
You loser.
Okay, maybe not so much that bit. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
Hey, you want to win some Scott Mills points? Well, here's your chance. Now, one of our listeners, Liam, off of Aylesbury, has been on, and he's saying that he was watching a show last night called The Boat That Guy Built.
Oh, yes, I've seen this trailed, and I caught a bit of it last night.
So you've seen a bit of this?
Yeah, it's basically this guy's got a narrow... Is it they call narrow boats, canal boats?
Mm.
And he was fitting the bathroom in last night's one.
I've always thought it'd be quite cool to live on a boat.
It would be amazing. The one time I went on a canal boat, a swan, like, used to wake us up.
Yeah.
Like, by banging on the window, which I thought was quite cool.
Also, sometimes when I go for a run up in North London, you see people with all their houseboats, and I'm like, actually, that's quite a cool way to live. Quite good. Change your surroundings, just move on.
Because you can get, like, TV and stuff on there, can't you now?
Get everything now, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know whether the chemical toilet situation would, like, be a bit...
And also, it's probably a lot better in the summer than it is in the winter. Anyway, so Liam saw this show and he said there were three things that they said quite a lot on this programme. One was chief.
Yes.
One was crapper.
Oh, what, like Thomas Crapper?
Mm-hmm. And more tea, vicar.
I didn't see that bit.
So, if you want to win 10 Scott Mills points and try and rack up a bit of a load of them in one go, just tell me, play along, which one of those is said the most in this show, The Boat That Guy Built? Is it chief, is it crapper, or is it more tea, vicar?
I am going to guess chief.
Okay. Chris.
I would have guessed chief, but I feel I should do something different. So I'm going to go crapper.
Okay. Let's find out.
More tea, vicar.
More tea, vicar. More tea, vicar.
Oh, more tea, vicar. That'll do you. That'll do you.
There are four more tea vicars in there.
I completely missed that bit. What was that bit about?
More tea, vicar.
More tea, vicar. More tea, vicar.
Oh, more tea, vicar. That'll do you. That'll do you.
That'll do you.
Do people still say that in real life?
I don't think... I haven't said it for a while.
Obviously.
Oh, more tea, vicar.
What does it... Is it rude? Or does it just mean, I'll have more tea, please?
What does it mean? Is it like... I'll just find out from the one that didn't speak. It's a bit like, the actress said to the bishop.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, same. Oh, more tea, vicar. Okay, now the crappers.
Our mate Thomas Crapper, he didn't invent the loo. Thomas Crapper, he invented a toiletware showroom. Thomas Crapper showroom.
Crapper was a prolific inventor.
Thomas Crapper invented this. Call someone from Crappers or Daltons.
There's a crapper.
Now, this is what we've got here. This is a crapper. Crapper Kensington. Well, he's done the business, has he not? Thomas Crapper's finest.
10 crappers there. Okay. So, let's see. Are there more chiefs than crappers? Or more tea-vickers? Let's find out.
All right, Chief. How's it going?
Tell you what, Chief. That does look like your backwater.
Don't knock it, Chief.
Chief.
What?
Chief, feel that.
No.
Chief, feel that, honestly.
Hey up, Chief.
A little bit, Chief. We're going to need a safer shower, boss.
We are, Chief.
I can't multitask, Chief.
We'll have a lip then, shall we, Chief?
Hey up, Chief.
Most impressive.
Hey up.
Don't forget soap, Chief.
Chief.
Hang on, Chief. Just keep an eye on the pressure, boy.
Chief.
Success, Chief.
Chief.
Chief. Chief.
Wow. So,
24.
Yes. 24 Chiefs. So, Becky wins. Chris was going to say Chief, but said crappers instead. Should have just gone with Chiefs. That's allowed. You're allowed to say the same thing.
Gutted.
I know. Sorry about that. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said Chief.
Chief.
Chief. Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Chief.
Not too
quicker.
Crapper.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.